sunshine and 69.
I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Evans.
It is the WEOL morning show here on the, the 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking at the Wellington's website. They have notes, and it says here, now, Craig, I don't know, we found this out yesterday. Summer hydrant flushing will begin Monday, July 9th. And I think it began on that fire hydrant right in front of us
yeah.
at about this time yesterday morning when we were talking to Tim Simonson. About the
right.
history of Wellington and things, and all of a sudden, he's sitting in front of me, and from behind them, I saw all this water come gushing out, and I realized that they were just flushing out the hydrants. But
and if you want to see somebody flush a hydrant, it's on our Facebook page.
How many views have we gotten on that? A lot? Are we're working on it. We're pumping that
Go to
up.
Our Facebook page.
But speaking of water, the young ladies out there watering those beautiful potted plants they have lining Route 18, Herrick, East and West here in downtown Wellington, and we are continuing our spotlight on Wellington and celebrating its bicentennial. And we're joined this morning by Steve Dupuy, the village administrator. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Sure.
I told Craig you're kind of, you know, we're looking to see about the mayor, but he's busy with other different things. But I told him, you know, the village administrator is the one who handles a lot of stuff that goes on. I mean, it says administrator, right? So what are some of the duties that you have in conjunction with what the mayor does?
So my primary duties are related to the general administration of the village. That involves oversight of our police department, our public works department, the guys that are handling snow plowing, of course, not at this time of the year, but doing all the mowing and cleanup of our village. Then I'm also responsible for our primary municipal utilities, which include our electric, our own municipal electric system, and our water and sewer facilities.
So a lot of all of the infrastructure kind
Correct.
Of
Correct. Yes.
Place.
Yes.
What's on your plate now?
So right now the village is in the throes of considering a municipal income tax increase for the November ballot in this year, and that increase would we would look to. Currently, the village has a 1% municipal income tax rate. We're looking to increase that by 0.75% to 1.75%, and that'll help us to continue fully fund our general fund operations, again, our police and public works divisions, as well as fund our capital infrastructure investment fund, which includes things like street improvements, major equipment purchases such as police cars, backhoes, trucks, that sort of thing, and keep the village in good financial order.
How long has that 1% been on the books?
So, believe it or not, Craig, the 1% has been on the books since 1972. So it has it's done very, very well for the village, but at this time it appears that inflationary expenses are outpacing our ability to maintain our system, and so we think this is a good time for a for an increase. And of course, as the village ages, our infrastructure is continues to age. We have lots of streets that were constructed in the 50s and 60s, and they've reached the end of their useful life. And so we need the funds in order to rebuild those streets.
Something new. Just to our north is the underpass for the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how it's, you know, whether it's been effective or how you look at it.
So I think the underpass, it's a beautiful, if you've hadn't had a chance to see it or folks haven't had a chance to see it, please come to the village. There's lots of beautiful things to see in the village. But the underpass turned out very, very well. It has it certainly has been a positive impact for our safety services in terms of ambulance, in terms of fire, and having access from one end of the town to the other. It has, of course, we have seen some increased traffic with that. Folks know now that that underpass is there, and we'll utilize that underpass when we have trains coming through town. But it's really been a very positive impact in terms of our response times with safety services.
Any idea how many trains pass through here on a daily basis?
I don't know. It's a lot, but I don't have the exact number.
As Bruce mentioned a little while ago, the Lorain County Fair isn't that far away.
Mm-hmm.
How is the village itself impacted by the fair, which is just a stone's throw down the road?
So we certainly see increased traffic with the fair. One of the things that, and I was listening to Mr. Mazzoni beforehand, but one of the issues with the fair is that we provide electricity to the fair. And at that time, we, because the fair is a pretty significant load, it actually adds to the village's demand. And that provides, or I should say, adds increased cost to the village. So we've done a lot to try to manage that, load during that fair week.
Yeah. Does that area come under your guidance at all?
It is outside of the village,
okay.
But we do provide water, water service, sewer service, and electric service during that to the fairgrounds during that week.
We are talking today with Steve Dupuy, a village administrator for the Village of Wellington, this year celebrating its bicentennial. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that your office is doing in participation of that or in celebration?
So,
or what have you been involved with or things that have happened? For
sure. So in my office, we've been primarily responsible for sprucing up the downtown, getting prepared for these types of events and having people come visit the community and learn more about our community and its rich heritage over the last 200 years. So as you can see outside, we've recently repainted all of our decorative downtown streetlight poles, and that was one of the improvements that we did prior to a number of the bicentennial activities downtown. We've also done a lot of work around our town hall with painting of windows and just a general spruce up of the community. There have been, of course, a number of events held over the year. Those events will continue on, a number of speaking engagements at the Pat Lindley Center. And I did want to mention that on July 29th at 2 p.m. in the Village Recreation Park, we will have an old-time baseball game. There is a group that of volunteers that belong to the Ohio Historical Society in Columbus, and this group plays about 40 old-style baseball games, 1800-style baseball games. They dress up in the 1800s garb, the same rules of that time period, and umpires dress up, and it's really a fun time. And so the mayor has gotten together a group of folks to get a team together to play these. They're called the Ohio Village Muffins, and it actually will be a doubleheader. So there'll be a men's team, and then there'll be a women's team, and we'll be playing the Lady Diamonds.
Who's the ringer? Have you found any ringers?
Well, I don't know. It certainly isn't me, but yeah.
Yeah. What's your connection to the village? How long have you been here, or what's the
path? So I'm nearly a lifelong resident of the village. I moved here in 1975 when my father became the utilities director for Wellington, and he was the utilities director, and then ultimately when the village changed their form of government, he became the village manager for Wellington and was here for 32 years. Most of my public service career I spent in Oberlin as the electric director, and about a year and a half ago, I made the decision to be the village's village manager.
Well, you could be the historian of some of the city services based on what your father was involved in.
I certainly grew up, hearing a lot of stories from my father, and it's a great community. I love it to death, and I know that my dad is he's up in heaven now, but he's pretty proud of me.
Well, Craig?
Well, I was going to say, you mentioned utilities, and yesterday Bruce and I were pondering, we're looking at Town Hall way up top. We see a number of wires up there. What is that all about?
Those are electric wires and also some communication wires, because we have some of that equipment located up there. And that was one of the improvements that we actually made this year as well. The clock tower, especially on the north side, was starting to show its age. And so one of our local public works employees got up in a very tall crane and cleaned the clock tower for us. And pretty brave fella. Yeah.
Is your office is up?
It's not. So my office is at the electric department.
Is it as a glamorous building as looking as that Byzantine Gothic?
Not as Byzantine as that.
Okay.
No, that is a beautiful building behind me.
It's kind of unique. It has so many different styles put into that.
Mm-hmm. As well. It is really the gem of our community.
There was an article recently in the Chronicle-Telegram which alluded to the fact that maybe there were two attempts over time that maybe that building ought to be brought down and replaced. What do you know about that?
So I've heard a little bit of that history, and there was a local group that, or should I say a local group of citizens that got together to help save that building and to invest in that building. And it was those people had a lot of foresight, because I can't imagine this community without that, without the Village Town
We
Hall.
Find there's a lot of that in different communities as we do our different spotlights. There's points, I don't want to say tipping points or turning points, where something old got so old and depleted that they thought, well, we should tear it down. And then there's people that come through. You know, we had the lighthouse in Lorraine that at some point faced the demolition. It all seemed to be right around the 60s, too. There's a time frame where people just had a good sense, and thank goodness that they were able to get the community to come together, raise funds for things like that, too.
Well, and that can be one of the traps that you fall into when, if you've not maintained a facility. And again, that for us, that's, and again, one of the reasons why we're looking at a municipal income tax increase to ensure that we continue to invest in our infrastructure. It's really, really important.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Phil Ianni did a great job.
We'll give
you a good report back to the mayor to provide information on what's happening in the Village of Wellington as we continue our spotlight from the Village. We are broadcasting from Dimitri's Corner Family Restaurant. And from what I understand, Craig, we're at a good time in this. We're in the window seat yesterday when we talked with the police lieutenant, because he says later in the day when the sun is over there, this spot gets quite a... heats up because of the glare in the window here.
Okay.
So this is a good morning breakfast spot for us.
Oh, yeah.
So good choice. You got the microphone on?
Yes, I do. Okay. I've got the street mic on.
Because when I'm talking with you, all of a sudden I hear a truck coming. I feel like it's closer than it really is, and it kind of just kind of – is the lady with the watering can, is she farther down? She's moved down the other way.
We've got some time before we get soaked.
She's heading
over
back here. We'll keep well. So maybe by the time she gets down here, the show will be over with?
Maybe.
We'll time it perfectly for that. Well, again, Steve, thanks for stopping. And Steve Dupuy. The village administrator, joining us this morning. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Craig, which is almost upon us, we'll be finding out what's happening with the schools, Lorain County Community College, which has an annex here, as well as the Lorain County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too far away as we continue our spotlight on Wellington on WEOL.